You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, show your pride and wear your orange and brown tomorrow. Then share your photos using the hashtag Dog Pound Friday for the chance to win tickets to upcoming Cleveland Browns home games, autographed items, and more. See a complete list of prizes each week on ClevelandBrowns.com. Again, tweet the picture of yourself in your Browns gear. Use the hashtag Dog Pound Friday. Nathan Zagura and Matt Wilhelm here. Cleveland Browns Daily. It is driven by Liberty Ford. And we're going to hear now from the defensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns, Jim O'Neill.
All right, looking back on the Rams game, okay, I thought we did some good things as a defense. I really liked how we came out in the first half. That's the defense we want to be. We know we need to put that together for four quarters. I liked how we finished the game in a situation where they were going to try to grind it out and run the ball. We went three and out. That was good to see. I thought we played well on third down, and I thought we did a better job pressuring the quarterback. We got a lot of hits. We had a couple sacks, so that was good. We know we need to continue to work, and we're determined to get the run game stuff fixed. It's a room full of competitive coaches, competitive players. We know what we've done has worked at times in the past. It's worked for the guys this year. We just know we need to be more consistent with it. We got to do a better job coaching it, and we got to do a better job executing it. Looking ahead to this week. Obviously, the Arizona Cardinals are an explosive offense. It's probably the most complete offense we've played against all year. You know, they're very good at every level of the defense, every level of their offense, the offensive line, tight ends, running backs, quarterback, wide receivers. So it's going to present a challenge. We got to execute at a high level. We got to do a good job up front. We got to get after the passer. We got to do a good job in the run game, and then our DBs know that there's a big challenge for them this week. Okay, with the wide receivers and the quarterback that they have.
You guys always talk about next man up, but tell me how much better your defense is going to be now with three starters coming back.
Well, I think any time in this league you get your starters back, it helps you. You invest so much time and so much reps and so much coaching in those guys. When you have them, it gives you more flexibility in the defense with things you can do, and then the chemistry's better. And we're excited to get those guys back. We got to be smart because it's been some time since they've played, but we're excited to get those guys back.
Jimmy, is there a comfort level too, just because you can call things that you're more confident in with those guys out there?
No, I mean, I think that the guys that have filled in have done a pretty good job for them. I mean, Jordan Poyer last week was 8 for 8 on opportunities. Pierre Desir, you know, did a pretty solid job the whole game. He got the one ball caught on him down the sideline. So, I mean, those guys have done a good job. I just think you feel a little more comfortable when you have Pro Bowlers back in the lineup. You have guys that are going to make plays within your scheme. They're proven in this league as playmakers. So that helps. You know, Craig Robertson was playing at a high level for us against the run. He's one of our better run game linebackers, so it'll be good to have him back. You know, it'll be good to have Gip, it'll be good to have Joe, obviously, out there.
Can you put Joe right back out there in his usual role?
I hope so. But, we kind of have two different plans. You know, I think that would be unfair to kind of ask him right off the bat. But, you know, if he starts hot, we can definitely get him right back into his normal role. We're just going to have to see how the game goes. He's had he's looked really good in practice so far this week. So.
You guys headed into the season recalling Mike Pettine's conversations. Thought you had a solid group of players on defense and good better draft than last year. But as it shakes out near the halfway point of the season, how good of a roster of players is this relative to what you want to offer?
You know, I like our players. You know, that's, you know, we can win with those guys. So I you know, those are guys we felt good about. There was competition in every group. You know, so am I answering your question?
How good is the roster? I guess is the question.
I'm happy with the roster. I'm happy with our defensive roster.
About halfway through the season, where do you feel David Tilton's game is? And you said a couple weeks ago you kind of challenged him a little bit.
Where is he? I thought you know, 2 weeks ago, he, you know, he kind of battled through some of those injuries, you know, throughout the game. And then I thought last week, you know, we had him limited a little bit because of the knee. And but I did think he had one of his probably his best game as far as pad level, being disruptive in the middle of the defense. He did some really good things for us. I mean, he's a guy that we want out there 60-70% of the snaps. So, you know, we're hoping that we're going to keep him building off of last week's performance and get him out there more and now that he's feeling healthier and all that.
How about Meter? Obviously, guy made it as an unrestricted free agent. You guys seem to be pretty happy with him.
Yeah, very solid. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, I know you guys hear it from Coach all the time. He just fills up the grade sheet with pluses, and that's what Jamie does. He's where he's supposed to be. If the play comes to him, he's going to make it. If his job's to hold two at the point of attack, he is, and keep a linebacker free. So he's done a nice job for us.
Jim, the average for these guys, a lot of high numbers, average per catch. Palmer's at 9.1. Is this going to be one of the biggest challenges as far as down the field?
Yes. They throw the ball down the field more than I think anybody in the NFL. So, and the quarterback's a really good football player. They got good receivers. They got a good quarterback. They got a good offensive line. It's going to be a big challenge for us. It's probably the most complete offense we've played all year.
What stands out about that group of receivers, and I guess in particular Larry Fitzgerald?
They've put Larry into that old Hines Ward role, which was a little surprising to me. You know, he's doing a heck of a job. You know, they play him at, like a tight end almost at times where he's blocking in the C gap and he's cracking back on guys. But he still runs great routes. He knows how to get open. They get him the ball. He's a threat in the red zone. He's a threat deep. You know, the Brown's a vertical guy that, you know, he can take the top off of a coverage. And then, you know, they have Floyd, who's a big guy who runs good routes, and the quarterback puts the ball on him and he comes down with it. So it's a very good group. I think he's gotten better every week. He's different than probably everybody else in that room just because of how good his first step quickness is. He's a guy that can make a couple splash plays in the backfield in the run game. He's got some pass rush ability. You know, you're always gonna fight some growing pain things with younger guys, rookie guys. But I really like the way he's progressing in our defense.
What makes Chris Johnson a challenge? And, you know, he's one of the leading rushers in the NFL this season. What do you see him from?
Yeah, I think that they're doing a really good job building the run game around him. He's showing good patience in their run scheme, and then when the hole opens up, he obviously has the speed to hit it and hurt you. He's been able to break a lot of tackles already this year. We all saw it, I'm sure, on Monday night, some of the runs he had. But he's definitely back, you know. Yeah, the way we grade our DBs is, you know, you hate to just give them plus minuses because a corner could have 60 pluses, but he was really only in the play three or four times. So what Coach Halfley does is he gives them opportunity grades, whether you're running the alley and you have a chance to make a tackle or the ball's thrown in your direction, what's your opportunity grade? You know, it's different for those other positions because they're much more active in the game. So with Poyer this past week, he was 8 for 8. And I'll just say this about Poyer, and I got a ton of respect for him. His shoulder was pretty banged up in that game, and just shows how tough he is that he went back out there and finished it in a situation where everybody knew they were going to run the ball, and that's what they did. But it just shows his commitment to the team and what kind of person he is. And I think everybody appreciates that about the kid.
Did you guys know he was pretty good on third down? Especially last week, and Carson's numbers are, I think, phenomenal on third down, pass rating wise. What do you like that you guys have been doing, and then how have they been so effective on third down?
Well, for us, we've actually tried to de-emphasize how much we're working third down and emphasize the run game more the past couple weeks in practice. So we're stealing 9 to 10 reps a week on early downs than we have been on third down. But I think that, you know, just for us, you know, our safeties do a great job disguising. I think that, you know, our inventory, we're able to mix it a lot on quarterbacks, which has been able to give us some success. When you talk about Arizona, obviously, when you have three very good receivers and an experienced quarterback who can see pressure, get the ball out, they do a good job running a lot of rub routes on third and shorter distances, so you got to do a good job on them. And they do some things once it gets to 7+ that really challenge your coverages. They're definitely an offensive staff that understand defensive football. They understand defensive coverages, and they know how to get guys open. So we got to be on our A game on third down, and we know the challenge that's coming.
Always is like to load up quarterbacks with a lot of responsibility,
yeah.
Which is complicated stuff for the quarterback. Does that make it a complicated week for you?
Yeah, I mean, it would be very similar to what Peyton Manning was 2 weeks ago. You know, there's going to be a lot of checking at the line. That's where it should be advantage us. I thought that the dog pound was huge for us, energy-wise, volume, throughout the course of that game. You know, if you get one guy who doesn't get the check on offense, you know, it could lead to a sack or a turnover or the quarterback's holding the ball and bad things happen. So, but, yeah, he puts a lot in the quarterback's hands. And, you know, that's where our disguise, me mixing up coverages with pressure, changing fronts, changing coverage on them, all that stuff we have to do, because when you're playing a quarterback like Carson Palmer, if he knows what coverage you're in before they say hike, you're in trouble.
Palmer's getting the ball out right now every time. Does he get it out faster than Manning at this point?
I think it's based off of what you do. You know, if you're attacking their protections, he's going to get it out. If you're not attacking their protections and their offensive line does a good job protecting them, then he'll hold the ball and he'll hurt you deep. So they got a very good offensive system, very good.
That was defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill talking about how are they going to combat a very effective Carson Palmer late in his career, as well as Chris Johnson rejuvenated. We're going to take our final timeout, come back. We're going to get our final thoughts and continue to introduce and get ready for the Arizona Cardinals. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.